Paul says, verse 9, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. How accepted? Well, he's going to talk about it. And the word here is ambitious. We should be ambitious. Wherefore we ambitious that whether present or absent, we might be accepted of him. And that's an interesting word, by the way. You find it over in the Thessalonian epistle, where he says over there in the first epistle, actually, it's be ambitious to mind your own business. And that's pretty good, is it not? And here it's, we're ambitious, whether present or absent. Now, that is the thing that we should have in mind, that we should be ambitious, that we should labor in a way that we're going to be accepted of him. Now, this is not ambition to become some great somebody. You see, we're accepted here, and I think I ought to call attention to this. We are accepted in the Beloved, Paul said to the Ephesians. And all of us are accepted in Christ, accepted in the Beloved. But this is something else. This is to be accepted of the Lord. Will you notice that? Of him, be accepted of him. Now, there's a difference of being accepted in Christ and being accepted of Christ. There's quite a difference. Now, accepting in Christ, that's my standing before God. God sees me in him, and he's made unto me all that I need, wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Now, he's my perfection. God sees me in Christ, and I'm complete in him. And you can't add to completeness. When you got 100%, you've got it. And we have Christ, accepted in the Beloved. But how about being accepted of him? Now, that's my standing, you see. Accepted in him, that is my standing. Accepted of him, that has to do with my state. Now, what is your ambition today, by the way? Is your ambition to be accepted of Christ? Now, this kind of ambition doesn't mean that you're going to crawl over everybody and step on them in order to get to the top. I'm afraid we have in Christian work some folk like that today, want to make a name for themselves. Dr. G. Campbell Morgan tells about how he wrestled with this problem. He was a school teacher when he was called as a minister, and it was for him a very solemn moment. Now, he was told then, in fact, he felt the Lord was saying to him, you have been set apart definitely for the ministry of the Word. Now, do you want to be a great preacher, or do you want to be my servant? And the first thing that Dr. Morgan said, he said, I want to be a great preacher. And that ought to be a wonderful ambition. But after a while, the Lord began to press it in upon him. Do you want to be a great preacher? Do you want to be my servant? And then he finally came to it. He says, well, I can't be a servant and a great preacher both, I guess, but I got to make a choice. And finally, he said, oh, blessed Lord, I'd rather be your servant than anything else, and I'm willing to be an obscure preacher. Well, in my book, God made of Dr. G. Campbell Morgan not only his servant, but he made him a great preacher. My friends, we sometimes think that our ambition ought to be for do something great for God. God says, I just want you to be my servant. That's all. I want you to be that. And when you and I can say, Lord, just take men, make men, break men, do what you will with me. You remember Jeremiah put it like this in Jeremiah, the 45th chapter, verse 5. He says, seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. That's putting it plain enough, isn't it? My friend, are you trying to get great things for yourself? Oh, there are a lot of ambitious preachers. There are a lot of ambitious laymen. There are a lot of ambitious Christian workers today. There are a lot of ambitious Christians, but it's a selfish ambition. You want to be God's servant? Well, my friend, if you do, then you may be able to do something that he's going to be able to reward us for. And I'll be honest with you, I'm beginning to become just a little worried about this. I want to make sure that I'm his servant. I'd like to be his servant now. Well, may I say to you that I'm going to have to stand before him, and you are. Now, that ought to be motivation for you to serve him today. Are you doing something today? And when I say today, I use that as a relative term. In this day in which we live in, are you doing something that he can accept when you come in his presence? He'd be able to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.